New York's 2003 Clean Indoor Air Act banned smoking in almost all workplaces, including bars, restaurants, bowling alleys, taverns, and bingo halls. In the past 10 years, the act has protected millions of citizens from daily exposure to deadly secondhand smoke and the illness it causes. Judy Reitmeier is director of the Capital District Tobacco-Free Coalition.
It was an expanded Clean Indoor Air Act, and it worked to protect everybody from secondhand smoke, which we know is listed as a carcinogen. It's a Class A carcinogen.
A recent study conducted by the Department of Health revealed that 10 years later, statewide compliance with the Clean Indoor Air Act by bars and restaurants is nearly universal. Melissa Barini is the owner of the Gateway Diner. She recalls her experiences at the diner when she worked there as a waitress in the times before the Clean Indoor Air Act.
Smoke everywhere. Whether you smoked or not, you didn't have a choice. You felt like you were a smoker.
There are now 25 states with similar laws. Don DeStasio, executive vice president of the American Cancer Society Eastern Division, says they're working on the other half.
There are states that are throughout this country, particularly the South, the Midwest. Now, in the South, of course, tobacco industry, that's where the tobacco products are grown. So there is a strong connection, and we desperately try to get the states to do what many states, New York, California, New Jersey, have done. It is a difficult battle, and we are up against the same battle every time, which is, oh, we're going to lose tremendous business, restaurants, bars, when in fact there is more than enough data to demonstrate that is absolutely not the case, and in fact the opposite happens.
Despite significant progress in reducing the impact of secondhand smoke, smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death and kills more than 25,000 New Yorkers every year. Smoking-related healthcare costs top $8 billion annually in New York State. Wednesday's visit was also attended by Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings and Sue Kelly, the Executive Deputy Commissioner of the New York State Department of Health. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.